Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Let's get this week going with a lot of great home improvement information, because you know this is the place to get the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. Plus, we have a lot of fun. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and during this hour, we're going to talk about a problem with squeaky floors in a home that's only 3 years old. What can you do? We're going to do our best to steer them in the right direction. Also, faded hardwood floors. You know, you'd love to have that sun coming in those windows, but it can create a problem over the years with a hardwood floor and a little bit of fading. What can you do? We have several options there. Also, I'm going to tell you about a very unique varnish. You know how you go into these, places like restaurants, Joe, and you have these, you know, wood tables, and they have like this thick finish on it. And I've never actually applied a thick finish like that, but, you know, I hear people put pieces of tape around it, and they're constantly, you know, putting more coats on or pouring. Well, I will tell you about a coating that you can apply. One coat dries in 8 hours, and it's the equivalent to 75 coats of varnish. Yeah. So, well, 75 coats of varnish to get that real thick, translucent type look to it. So we'll tell you about that in just a little bit. A lot of emails coming in, a lot of phone calls from all over the country. And also, what about a simple solution in a little bit, Joe? What can we expect?
Well, I've got one on how to cut plywood, like sheets of plywood, safely on a couple of sawhorses, which is the way most people do it. But if you're not really careful and set it up just right, it can be a little difficult to get an accurate cut, and the saw blade might pinch in the mm-hmm. cut, because of course the sheet is bending and flexing. So anyway, I got a quick, simple solution how to prevent that from happening.
Oh, that's great. You know, the other day I was doing a couple recorded pieces for the Weather Channel, all about getting ready for fall and all of the weather that's coming. Of course, we talked about gutters. We talked about a lot of things. But boy, there's with the change in the weather in many parts of the country, a lot of people are really working on their homes right now. And I know you were talking about that you're making the change with your storm door from removing the screen and putting the panel of glass in there so that you have that little extra layer of protection there. Were you able to get that little chore completed?
Yeah, every October, that's one of my chores, is to remove all the screens from the windows, of course. And I love doing that. I don't know if it's just me or what, but I love taking down those screens, and you just get that real clear view right out all the windows. And each summer, each spring, you have to put the screens back in, which I hate to do because it does obstruct the view so much. Mm-hmm. But in any case, so this time of year, I'm removing all the screens. And that also includes taking the screens out of our storm door and putting in the glass panels. And I also upgraded, Dan, I don't know if you're familiar with this product. I was not. I think it's been around for a while. It's a, you know, the storm doors and screen doors typically have the automatic closer on it, that piston that, you know, it keeps the door from slamming shut, and it pulls the door closed. And it has that little lock washer that you can slide up and down to hold the door open
at
any point.
Sometimes works.
Yeah. And sliding that washer, you can pinch your fingers, and it's hard to get it all the way off the shaft, so the door closes all the way. And plus, the door still has a tendency to slam, even with that thing on it. But anyway, there's there's an improved version of the door closer. It's from a company called Green Star, mm-hmm. and it's called Touch and Hold Smooth Door Closer. And it looks just like a normal door closer, except instead of having that slide lock washer, it's got like a button on the end of the cylinder. And so when you open a door, let's say it's mounted at the bottom of the door, when you open a door and you want to hold the door open, you just tap this button with your foot and it automatically holds the door open.
Oh, there you go.
And then when you want to close the door, you just open the door a little bit, like an inch or so, and that releases the locking mechanism, and the door closes automatically. Huh. It's only like, I saw it online for a couple of different prices. I found one for about $16. I think it ranges from $15 to $20, depending on where you get it. But again, it's called a Touch and Hold Smooth Door Closer. So if you have a storm door or screen door, check this out. It's well worth it. It's really super convenient.
Absolutely, especially if you have a good quality storm door. That's one of the things when you go to buy one of those, you can get one for probably $59 and you can get one for $500. Somewhere right in the middle is probably where you want to be because right. It can certainly help protect your door, you know, from some of the UV rays and so forth, provide a little more insulation barrier. There's a lot of good parts to that. But Joe, it's one of those situations where when you have something, I mean, that's exactly the same, right. It's good to see someone making an attempt to improve it because the old piston type locks like that, I mean, they really are antiquated compared to something like you're talking about there. I would love to see that continue with a lot of people, you know, improving some of the things that we have. You're seeing it with tools or improving
right.
certain things like that. But there's a lot more out there that could be modified to improve a good bit.
Yeah, and the nice thing about this is it installs the same as the traditional one. You just mm-hmm. take the traditional one off and put this one on right in the same place. You know, it's not more difficult. Sometimes when they improve a product, it's like it doesn't work with all doors, or you can't attach it the way as easily as the old one. But this really is a better mousetrap, and I'm glad to share that information with all our listeners.
Well, I've got a little challenge around the house here. Just prior to doing those Weather Channel things, of course, we wanted to clean up the lawn a little bit, raked everything. It looked great. The crew came out that morning, and all of a sudden, here's all of these fresh oak leaves all over my yard. And I went, you know, and then I look around, I see acorns here and there, and apparently, it's a large, large oak tree. Apparently, the squirrels are having some kind of midnight party up there, and they were passing, you know, hors d'oeuvres and appetizers and everything. And just, I can't believe how much. So I raked it again. I look out this morning, and it's back again. But around the rest of the trees is a very large southern live oak tree, beautiful, beautiful tree. But around the rest of the tree, there are no limbs, no leaves at all. So they're doing this on purpose to me. They're coming
because <think so>?
These limbs are hanging over the fence. It's not even on my property. It's hanging over the fence, and it's just so I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I don't want to shoot the little furry things, but I might start doing some trapping and then
relocating.
Send them, to Connecticut and send them.
Well, you know what they do though? They go up into the tree, and rather than they can't pick each acorn, so they gnaw off the little twig that has lots mm-hmm. of acorns on it, falls to the ground, and they go down and get it. So they're just distributing acorns, and they're hopefully going to go down to the ground and gather them. But, of course, what they do then is they dig up your lawn to bury the acorns.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which helps the oak trees, of course.
Yeah. It's just amazing how much they can do in a course of a time. And I guess maybe they're, I don't know, saving up these things for the wintertime or whatever it is.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to
yeah.
go out. Maybe I can go out and, I don't know, try something passive like maybe a speaker with rap music on it or something, you know, just some way to run these things off. I don't know.
You have to build one of those squirrel tables we were talking about
last
year.
That.
Is that what it was? Squirrel table?
Yeah, squirrel picnic table. I'll need several of them, though. I can just create a little squirrel park.
There you
out
go.
There, that would be fun. Or you remember the story I was telling you about old Wiley? You know old Wiley,
yeah, sure.
And how he started trapping the squirrels and taking them off from his house and would take them to a park down the road. And he started wondering, you know, if it was the same squirrels coming back. So instead of doing any research online, he decided to do his own research by getting some orange marking paint.
Okay,
so when a squirrel was in the trap, he would paint the back of them orange, and then he would drop them off. And to see if an orange, you know, of course, there's several things wrong with this. First of all, it's water-based, so it's going to wash off, you know, that kind of thing. But I always thought about, you know, at the park there and the nice mother and her kids are walking along getting a little exercise, and the kid looks up and says, "Mom, there's an orange squirrel." And come on, Johnny, keep walking. So I'm sure those kind of things have happened up there.
Did any of the orange-striped squirrels show up back on his
back.
Property?
Never came back. So apparently it was, I don't know how far, I guess it was about 3 miles from his house. And, I mean, logic would tell you that the guys are, I mean, there's plenty of other trees, and it's it's a park. Yeah. Heck, it's like dropping them off in a paradise versus a residential neighborhood. But
I think that's how Pepe Le Pew got in trouble, right? Because someone spray painted a cat, and he thought it was a skunk. Do you remember?
Yeah,
that?
maybe so. That takes me back a long ways. But hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. I want to remind you that phone number you can call anytime, 800-946-4420, is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. That's 24-hour day, 7-day a week. Your opportunity to leave us any comment, any question, or if you have a tip that's worked well for you over the years, let us know about it so that we can share it with our Today's Homeowner listeners and community. Also, if you'd like to send us an email, and we do appreciate all the wonderful emails we got this week, you can send us one right now, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And also want to remind you about the newsletter. Thousands of people are signing up for our e-newsletter, and you can right now at todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. It's every week we'll send you the latest, greatest home improvement information and just a few reminders of some of the things that you may want to do around your house. And also, while I'm reminding you about things, remember the Today's Homeowner podcast. When you're not listening to the radio show, you can still carry it along with us, with you, by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Don't go anywhere. Just sit back and relax and get ready for the most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, and we'll be right back.
There used to be one kind of calculator, one that added, subtracted, multiplied, and divided. Now, on the Home Depot app, we have project calculators for everything. Tile calculators, countertop calculators, moving calculators, mulch calculators, air conditioning calculators, wallpaper calculators, grass seed calculators, insulation calculators, decking calculators, paint calculators, drywall calculators, and fencing calculators to take the guesswork out of your home improvement projects. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show that airs coast to coast on awesome radio stations like WHBY AM 1150 and 103.5 FM in Appleton, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We've been on that station for quite a while. We certainly appreciate you continue airing the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Special hello to sales manager John Waney. Thanks again, John, and the whole crew there. If you'd like to reach out to us, we make it very, very simple. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. You can send us an email anytime as well by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to head to South Carolina. Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to the show, and tell us what's happening around your house.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you taking my question.
Sure.
I bought a new construction home about 3.5 years ago, expecting no major issues. My floor squeaked like this house was 100 years old, so I'm not sure what to do.
Well, is it a concrete slab or is it up on piers? So you have a wood subfloor?
I have a wood subfloor, yes. And I have a crawl space underneath.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's a lot of things happening there. First of all, when you have squeaks in a floor, it's always friction. Something is moving and causing the rubbing together of those pieces of wood. So the only way really to solve it long term is to stabilize all of that. And with the finished floor there, it makes it extremely easy unless you're able to. A lot of times you can use a thin diameter screw, we're really called trim screws, and you actually have to just screw it right down in the main problem areas, and then you're going to have to putty over it. And I know that sounds like it would be terrible to do, but sometimes if it's just a few places or the main areas, you can do that, and that putty matches, you can get it to match really, really well, and that can solve the problem. But you know what happens on that a lot of times is when they're building houses and they're putting down the wood subfloor, and a lot of times they do nothing but just nail them down. I've always been a big advocate of using construction adhesive and then putting that on and then using screws. That way, there's no doubt about it. But what happens a lot of time during the course of building, you're going to have some rain from time to time. So that wood gets saturated, then it dries, and that movement and pulling those nails and so forth happen. And people don't realize that when they get to the point of putting the floor down. And then after you're in there a while, it moves around a little bit. But Joe, do you have any other suggestions for Joe or to maybe, I mean, we have the old baby powder trick, but that's not going to last very long.
Right. Yeah, Joe, is this in like one or two rooms? Is it in one area? Is it throughout the house, like in every room?
It's throughout the house in the way, the pattern you walk through the house, you know, that you travel the most.
Right, of course.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. It's getting worse and worse.
Oh, I was going to ask, do you know that this is a traditional solid oak strip flooring that's nailed down? It's not a engineered wood floor, floating floor, right?
No, it's a good solid,
okay,
good size in depth oak floor.
Yeah. And so when you walk on it, does it give at all? Do you feel
yes,
it move?
Yes. That scares me.
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't scare you in the fact that it's going to like cave in or anything like that, but it should concern you that no floor should do that, whether it's squeaking or not. If it's giving a little bit, it might just be the boards themselves aren't fully nailed down. Or the underlayment, they didn't put down a thick enough underlayment, plywood underlayment, might not be supporting the flooring. But yeah, there's very little you can do. You can try repairing it from below if you can get underneath there. Sometimes the reason it squeaks is there's space between the top of the floor joists and the underside of the plywood sheathing. And so it's moving up and down. And often if someone's walking around and you're underneath there and you see the subfloor moving a little bit, you can put glue on a really thin wood shim and just slide it in there. You don't want to drive it in there with a hammer because then you'll raise the floor a little bit. But you just want to slip it in there. And basically what you're doing is you're filling up all that space so the floor doesn't have a chance to go down. And what happens is, of course, when it goes down, as Danny suggested, when it goes down, the squeak is either the wood rubbing together or the wood rubbing on the nail. There's something going on there that's making that movement is making all those squeaks. So you could drive in some screws. You have to do that from the top side. There's a company called Squeak No More. If you Google that, you'll see it's a company called O'Berry Industries, but they have a whole system of taking squeaks out of floors by driving in screws through the top surface. And it's great on a carpet because, you don't see the screw heads. In this case, it's a little tiny screw head, but you will see a hole that you'd have to putty. And that's usually best if it's only an issue in one spot. We have it throughout the house. I'm not sure how practical that would be.
Okay. And the baby powder trick we were telling you about is
right,
something
yeah.
kind of temporary. It's basically just shaking talcum powder out over the floor and then taking a slightly damp rag and forcing it into the cracks of the wood, just forcing it all that you can. And it does nothing more than just kind of buffer that squeak if the squeak is actually coming from the finished floor and not the subfloor underneath. But it's a temporary thing. But you might just try that for the heck of it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Joe, thanks so much for being with us today on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. That's something that's frustrating when you have those kind of scenarios with a house. Like she said, you buy a brand new house, you don't expect to have problems.
Exactly, and if Joe has that problem now, wait till winter comes and she has the heat on and all that wood dries out. It's probably mm-hmm. going to be even squeakier than it is now. I'd hate to say that, but that's probably the case. Because usually in the summer, when there's a lot of humidity, the boards will expand a little bit and maybe tighten up, and you might not have as many squeaks. So mm-hmm. we might be able to hear her floors come this winter.
Well, I hope not. I hope that that's a tough one to solve. Hey, right now we're going to grab a few of the emails. Again, appreciate all the emails that we received. You can send us one right now or anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ ask. This came from Vicky in Kentucky. One of my bathrooms in my 1955 house has the original gray mosaic tiles on the floor. And she says, much like Chelsea's hallway bathroom. So she saw the recent episode where we remodeled one of Chelsea's bathrooms. I can't afford to rip out all of the tile. Do you think it'd be possible to lay vinyl flooring, either the sheets or planks, on top of the tile? The old tile is still in pretty good shape. It's just ugly. Well, I'm sure everybody, it wasn't ugly back in 1955. It was cutting edge, beautiful, very, very stylish. But yes, if you can put down the tile over that. It depends on, you can put vinyl, whether you use the luxury vinyl planks or whatever. But the floor prep is so critical there. And there's a number of products. And you can check them out by going to custombuildingproducts.com. And there are self-leveling compounds that you can mix up and pour it right out on the floor, and it just makes it completely smooth. Pretty amazing material there. And you also have other types of floor patch compounds that you can mix. And boy, you have to follow the directions on that, because it's not just a matter of mixing it to a consistency sometimes. It's very important in some cases that you actually mix it and allow it to sit for 5 or 6 minutes and then remix before you use it. But they can be very effective to create a nice smooth surface. I would recommend, of course, taking the toilet out of there so that you can lay the tile completely, so it's not going around the toilet. But that can be pretty successful. Joe, have you tried that? I know with your tile book you touched on this issue, it can work fairly easily, especially if you have no cracks in the tile.
Yeah, I mean, you do want to. She asked whether she should do sheet or planks. And if you're going to do sheets, then you absolutely have to fill all those grout joints with some kind of underlayment. Otherwise, they'll telegraph through, because the sheets are typically a little thinner. With the planks, if you buy a really good plank that's nice and thick and it's pretty rigid, you could probably float right over that, I would think. And by the way, these are floating floors, so that's the other good thing. Even the sheets these days can be floating floors, the vinyl sheets, which are sold as resilient flooring is what the technical name is for vinyl. And plus, we don't know what size grout joint she's talking about. If it's a really wide and deep, then absolutely fill it, because otherwise you will see that. It'll show through, yeah. Telegraph through the new flooring.
Yeah, and a lot of people, try not to remove things. If you're putting another tile floor on top of a tile floor, you can also do that successfully, but sometimes that causes a little transition issue right at the doorway. Sometimes it's better to bite the bullet and go ahead and take that floor out. But in this case, I think you'll be in great shape from that standpoint, Vicki. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll tell you about that coating that's available with one coat is equal to 75 coats of varnish when we come back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. Now, pour-on epoxy finishes for tables, bars, and other types of furniture have been real, real popular. They're just a good way to waterproof and protect interior surfaces in recent years. You see it a lot of times in restaurants and so forth, where they have a wonderful piece of wood, and it just has a real thick coating on it. Well, in the past, you've had to put multiple coats on, so Varathane has up their ante a bit with their Super Glaze Ultra Thick Tinted Finish. Now, this pour-on coating includes a pre-dyed resin for consistent color without settling. Application is easy because you simply just mix the tinted resin with the activator and pour it on whatever piece of wood you want to customize. Now, you'll get a glossy, translucent, ultra-thick finish in just one coat. In fact, they say it's as thick as 75 coats of varnish, and it's waterproof and resists heat, and chemicals. The finish will dry to the touch with just in just 8 hours, so you can then really enjoy your masterpiece. So to find out about this, again, the name of it, fairly long name here, is Varathane Gloss Aged Brown Super Glazed Finish, and you can check it out at HomeDepot.com. Joe, I was telling you about these wonderful slabs of cypress that I have had. Actually, I almost say these slabs have been in the family for a few years, probably 12 or 15 years old. They've been kept inside. They're absolutely something like 20 inches wide and about 8 or 10 feet long. And I'm going to build a really nice table. It's about 2.5 inches thick. And this is wetland cypress. It's absolutely beautiful. And you know how that is. It can be kind of a grayish color.
Sure. But when boy, it weathers, when you, right.
Yeah. Yeah, but when you put that your something like this Varathane on it, it'll just come to life, all of the graining. And, you know, with that cypress, which is a slow growth type of wood, you have a lot of those lines in it. So it'll be a pretty cool looking table. I'll get my wife Sharon out there to put the coating on, and it should look really nice.
Oh, I look forward to seeing that. Yeah, Varathane's been around. I mean, I've been buying their products since I was a kid. My dad used to buy them. They were, I think they were founded in like in 1920, in the early 20s. And they're now owned, I think, by Rust-Oleum. But the original company, they used to make wood refinishing products using whale oil. I mean, that's how long ago this company was in existence. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Varathane, they've been around. So I'm glad to see that Home Depot's carrying their line of products.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, let's see if we can head over to California and help Jim out. Jim, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, and tell us what's going on with this bamboo flooring you have.
Yes, what I have is a condominium with a great room effect, large windows, and the flooring is I was told it's a bamboo pre-finished product, probably about I think it's not the 3/4, it's a 5/16 inch, the thin stuff, and finished in a cherry color. And it has faded horribly by the windows. And so I'm wondering if I can just sand it. I can't come in and just finish the whole floor. Well, I don't think I can because of the height of the thickness of the flooring. So can I just hand sand where the faded areas are and then restain that and see if that works, or what do you think on that?
Well, I'll tell you, it would be very tough to do. I mean, not just a hard physical job to do, but a tough one to get it to blend in, because, you know, even though the rest of the other areas of the floor may not seem like they have faded very much, they have some. So when you go back with the finish, if you can find the finish and match it closely, you might be able to make it look a little bit better, but it also could end up being a bit of a catastrophe there if all of a sudden it stands out more than the rest of the floor. Now, I'll tell you what you might want to do. You might want to check around and find a good, reputable hardwood floor refinisher. They have had a lot of experience over the last few years with engineered floors and, you know, different type of floors that you can, most of these floors you can sand one time. You can sand it carefully, carefully one time. And the experienced guys know how to do that. And they, you know, instead of really grinding down the finish like you would on a 3/4 inch, they use a much more passive type of sandpaper when they're buffing off that finish. And you might be able to refinish the whole floor. And then they have some great urethanes now that have the UV prohibitors in those and can certainly help that floor so that you don't have to do it again. But Joe, I know you've dealt with a tremendous amount of hardwood as well as bamboo. What do you think here for Jim? You think that would be the best way to go?
Yeah, Jim, it's the fact that it's a pre-finished bamboo floor doesn't necessarily mean that it's an engineered product, meaning it only has a thin layer of bamboo on top and, you know, a core of MDF or whatever underneath it. So unless you had a piece of that flooring, it'd be hard to tell. But you could, regardless of which one it is, you can sand it. But it'd be nice to know if it was a solid bamboo floor, because then it could sand it as much as they wanted. And, yeah, unfortunately, there's no other option. When a floor or a wood surface is bleached by the sun, which is sort of ironic because if we lay out in the sun, we get darker. But if you put the sun on the wood, it gets lighter. So I'm not sure.
Exactly.
I'm not sure of the science behind all that. But and bamboo, of course, isn't wood. It's actually a grass, but it accepts stain pretty well. And it's pretty hard. By the way, bamboo is harder than oak and maple, which is typically used on floors. So it should be. But as far as if your question is, can I hand sand it? You can. But how are you ever going to stain it to blend it in with the rest of the floor? I'm not sure you'd be able to do that. I think you're going to have to sand the whole thing. And if they can sand the color out, which would be unlikely, and you get down to bare bamboo, then I would just put a clear finish on it. You wouldn't have to worry about it fading in the future.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the input, and I'll sure check into that.
Okay.
Okay, well, I certainly hope it works out well for you, because I'd hate for you to have to, you know, look at that faded floor the whole time. But I think you're going to come out okay on this one, Jim.
Okay, well, great. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thanks so much for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. That's pretty. I know exactly what he's talking about, and I can see the area right there in front of windows and how it's faded. And,
yep.
And it's one of those things. You know, friends and family will come over; they'll never even notice it.
No.
But every darn time you walk through that living room, your eyes are going to go straight to it, just like a stain on the ceiling. So hopefully that'll take care of it. But that is true. Most engineered floors, you can very carefully get one time out of. It's usually just one time before it gets into the tongue and groove configuration. So hopefully that'll work out well. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, it's time to get in the aisles of the Home Depot with our friend Danny Watson. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust TiteBond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, TiteBond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. TiteBond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Metal roofing is durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient, making it one of the best choices for today's homeowners. They often last 50 plus years and can protect your home from extreme weather. With styles and colors to suit every taste, metal roofing is definitely worth considering. Want to learn more about metal roofing or find a contractor near you? Check out the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. While you're there, be sure to enter the Metal Roofing Rave sweepstakes and you could win a $100 Home Depot gift card. Visit metalroofing.com today. In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hey, one of our favorite segments that we do about once a month is when we take you in the aisles of the Home Depot with our friend Danny Watson. Danny, I'll tell you, you know, this time of the year starting to get a little cooler, but it's still okay to grill out a little bit. And I know that a lot of stores, you know, will put everything away, put all the grills away, but not Home Depot. You still got a lot to choose from there.
Danny, the fall is my favorite time to get out and grill, you know, and just enjoy that fall weather. We have a huge lineup, and you're right. It stays all year long, on into the holidays, our grill lineup. And I think we've got some of the best names, regardless of what you're looking for, whether it's a charcoal grill, a gas grill, or one of the new pellet grills. I think you're going to find exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, I think it's really neat. It's always, you know, of course, one of those guy things, I think, that you're going to look at the grills, whether you need one or not. And you know, being able to get something that's, you know, I have one on my boat dock that's just a little small charcoal grill. So, you know, I've got the charcoal one there. Then I have the gas one up at my house. So, you know, whichever, sometimes you just got to have that charcoal. But I'll tell you, my friends that have bought these pellet grills get so obsessed with them, and they just talk about how good the food tastes, how easy it is to work with. Have you had any experience with the pellet grills?
I have. I actually have one of the Traeger grills.
Oh.
I've been thrilled with it. I love that there's several different flavor wood pellets you can put in there, so you can change that to depending on what type of meat that you're cooking. And, you know, to be honest, it's so easy. I kind of feel guilty. I feel like I'm cheating because it does all the work for me, and it gives that great smoked flavor. Even if you're doing, let's say, burgers, it just gives it a great smoked flavor. You pretty well set it and almost forget it. You know, it'll pretty much do it for you, and it's they're easy to use, and I tell you, there's been a lot of popularity. Folks are really loving them. It's been something in the last couple of years, I think, that people have just really enjoyed.
Boy, that sounds great. Yeah, everybody that I know is certainly enthusiastic about their grills and their pellet grills and what they're doing. But, you know, any time of the year that we talk about grilling, we always have to tell people to be careful. You know, if you're on a wood deck, there's a chance that, you know, you're going to have a problem there. I've seen many situations where people put their grill a little bit too close to that wall, and that wood siding or vinyl siding, problems occur. So it's a good time, and, you know, since it is Fire Safety Month, to talk a little bit about all of the things that are available in the aisles of Home Depot to make the home a little bit safer. You guys have always done a good job keeping that aisle fully stocked.
Yes, you're right. And 10 feet away, I believe, is what they say. You should keep that grill away from the house so you don't have any problems. But it's a good idea to keep a fire extinguisher. Maybe pick up one of the Kit of Code 1 fire extinguishers that comes with the mounting bracket and the strap. Keeping that near that grill is going to come in handy if there's ever a situation that you might need that.
And also, you know, making sure that you get one of the newer smoke detectors with the lithium battery that lasts 10 years and carbon monoxide detector. You really need several of these in your home. They're so inexpensive and easy to install. So, I mean, that's a great weekend project that you can do to make the family safer. And on those fire extinguishers, same thing. Get several of those, one in the garage, one under the kitchen sink, and make sure everybody knows where they are in case you actually need them. So I think that's a good tip there. And as always, Danny Watson, we certainly appreciate you being with us. Now, get back to work. There's a lot of people that need you in there.
I hear you. Thank you so much.
It's really important to not only have smoke detectors, but also carbon monoxide detectors. Mm-hmm. And while you can buy them in one unit now, there's a detector that will work for both smoke and carbon monoxide. But because they're mounted up high on the wall and the gas settle is heavier than oxygen, it settles lower on the floor. Sometimes you're better off getting the plug-in type that it's a carbon monoxide detector that just plugs into a wall outlet, mm-hmm. which is, of course, mm-hmm. close to the floor. So it detects the gas much sooner. And they both have those batteries that last like 10 years. So you don't have to be checking them all the time. But yeah, and you should have them on every level and read the directions on the back of the pack. They have a lot of information exactly where you need to install these safety devices.
And, you know, unfortunately, this time of the year when people are starting to use their fireplaces, starting to crank up their heaters and that kind of thing, you always tend to hear some bad things like that. So keep your family safe, and you can get everything you need right there at Home Depot. Here's something else to keep your family safe. You know, we're partnering with our friends at Leviton for a special fire prevention giveaway to help keep your family safe. Now, for your chance to get an AFCI completely free, head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. Now, if you're asking yourself, what is an AFCI? Well, it stands for Arc Fault Circuit Interrupter. An AFCI looks like a regular electrical outlet when it's installed, but it can literally save your life by preventing electrical fires. AFCIs detect arcs in your wiring and will immediately cut the power to keep you and your family safe. You can learn more by going to leviton.com/AFCI and make sure you enter the giveaway at todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. Don't wait. The giveaway ends October 10th. That's right around the corner, but we're going to be giving about 20 of these a day, so a great chance for you to register. Again, todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. That's one of the things they're starting to require in many new homes, and it's a good way that a lot of the codes, sometimes people talk badly about the codes and what they require you to do, but in a situation like this, it's all about keeping the family safe and using newer technology to make sure that happens. Hey, we want to hear from you here on Today's Home Homeowner Radio. You can pick up the phone and give us a call, 800-946-4420. And also, you can send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a simple solution and also tell you what's happening this week on the Today's Homeowner television show. All that and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at Checking In with Chelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
There used to be one kind of calculator, one that added, subtracted, multiplied, and divided. Now, on the Home Depot app, we have project calculators for everything. Tile calculators, countertop calculators, moving calculators, mulch calculators, air conditioning calculators, wallpaper calculators, grass seed calculators, insulation calculators, decking calculators, paint calculators, drywall calculators, and fencing calculators to take the guesswork out of your home improvement projects. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our very popular segment, Simple Solutions, with my buddy Joe Truini.
All right, Danny, this simple solution is how to cut a sheet of plywood on sawhorses so that it's safe and accurate. Often when you just set plywood on sawhorses, it has a tendency to sag, especially if it's thinner plywood. And what can happen is, first, it's hard to get an accurate cut with the sheet bending, but it can also pinch the saw blade and cause the saw to kick back, which, of course, is dangerous, so you want to avoid that. And here's how. Start by cutting two notches into the horizontal rails of each sawhorse. They only have to be about an inch and a half wide and an inch and a half deep. And then you're going to set into these notches two long 2x4s, either 8 foot long or 10 foot long 2x4s. And you just set them in. You don't have to screw them in place or anything. You just set them right into the notches. And now when you lay the sheet on top, the plywood's fully supported across its length and across its width. So you can make cuts without it binding the blade. And you can get a nice straight cut because you can draw a nice straight line because, of course, the sheet's not all bent in the middle.
And that'll keep it a lot safer, too. I mean, I've seen framers out on jobs stretching way out, trying to cut plywood, right. And it's pinching the saw blade, kicking the saw back, which is terrible, very, very dangerous. Or, I will have to admit, it did happen to me in my early days. I cut my cord in half.
Oh,
because
no.
I was stretched out and I'm going along, all of a sudden, there's a bit of an arc and saw didn't work anymore. And next thing you know, I was sitting on my tailgate with a razor knife and a roll of electrical tape patching my little saw back together. So
you're lucky that's all that happened.
Yeah, I know.
You need an arc fault Danny interrupter. That's what we need, one of those.
Man, oh man.
AFDI.
I always mention that, I get in a hurry all the time. You know, I'm excited about getting things done. But I'm telling you, when you grab a saw, when you grab a chainsaw, when you grab anything that can hurt you, stop a minute, catch your breath a little bit before you start that. And that'll keep you safe. I'm so proud. I've got 10 fingers left here that I'm really.
Me too.
That's not everybody can say that. Every now and then I'll see, some situations like that. So always be safe when you're doing that. And don't get in such a hurry that you don't, wear your eye protection and ear protection, dust mask, all those kind of things. Keep those nice and handy because it's well worth it. Because you make a mistake, you can't go back on that. Hey, I wanted to remind you on this week's episode of the Today's Homeowner Television Show is where we kind of rescue a homeowner that started a renovation, very ambitious first-time homeowner, got in a little over her head, and she says, I really need some help. We came over and helped her with a very difficult repair of a ceramic tile floor where she had removed it on her own, tore down an entire closet between her living room and her kitchen. So we had to do a little work there. We had to do a little drywall work. Then we took it a step further and installed a wonderful backsplash. Chelsea did a great job in helping her select all of the colors, a little paint, a little touch-up. Within just a three-day project, completely changed the look of her house. And when you walk in her house now, you don't see a lot of empty walls and a lot of empty floor voids. So check that out at todayshomeowner.com, and you can go to our local listings and find out exactly where you can see it in your area. Now, this pretty much wraps up our first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, just head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss what we're going to be doing in the second hour. And always remember our podcast, and you can find out more about that at todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lippert along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.